Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody! It's the whole gang is here, Adam, Zach, and Umer. We're going to be talking sports all night long for the next half hour. Lot of sports going on today and this weekend. Obviously, you got the NFL Week 2 kicking off tomorrow, except for the Jets game, which happened on Thursday, of course. The Yankees and Mets just trying to position themselves for a playoff run. And, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about. So, we don't have any audio, so we're just going to go right into it. Yeah, Mets right now fighting tooth and nail to beat the very highly regarded Minnesota Twins. I don't know if the Cardinals or the Giants won today.
They're playing each other right now.
It's 2-1 Giants. We're in the bottom of the seventh.
All right, so the Mets need to win to do something here.
Better remind their showtime. Please call in. What's the number, Adam?
347-326-9133.
We'll talk anything at this time. Umer's here, which is rare. Nobody's not on our show. But Umer's here.
Yeah, we went through the archives. Umer's invisibly absent.
Yeah.
Or audibly absent, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to work on these intros and stuff, and I feel like it takes the time out of my soul.
And we can't talk about the game that's going on right now, otherwise we'll get deleted again.
That's the one game that we haven't been. That's the one show that we can never see because they get deleted.
That was one of the best shows in Mets radio history.
Mets pop.
One of the best shows in radio history. And
that was great.
A lot of talk radio has been deleted.
I think the Mets lost that game. If I remember
most likely.
Anyway, Adam, week two of the NFL season's underway. Jets with a much needed win over the Bills. Your thoughts on the Jets offense? How explosive did they look?
Well, all right. It was, people kept saying all week, this is a must-win game for both teams. I would have to say it was. I agree with that sentiment, just because Jets let a game slip away in week one where they should have beat the Bengals. They played like the better team throughout that game.
Oh.
And someone just didn't do a good job on some game.
Right. Strike three call.
We'll bleep that out. No, it was obviously a must. I think it was a must win because the Jets schedule coming up is ridiculously difficult. At the Chiefs, and then they're playing the Seahawks, and then the Steelers, and then the someone else. The Cardinals. So those are three Super Bowl contenders this year. So it was a big game for the Jets. Fitzpatrick played great. Receivers were unbelievable. They pretty much caught everything. There was one drop by Marshall, but other than that, they played unbelievable football. Brandon Marshall almost got hurt. I thought that knee injury he suffered was terrible. Somehow he came back relatively shortly thereafter and made a play. I think his first play from scrimmage, he caught a ball. So fortunately, he's okay. James Carpenter also okay. Should be available for week three. As will Aaron Henderson, the linebacker. I mean, obviously, there's still some question marks about the secondary and the defense. Defensive line didn't get any sacks, but that's just because the game plan was different. They were trying to contain Tyrod Taylor, who obviously has the ability to scramble, unlike Andy Dalton in week one. They didn't get the sacks, which is fine, but they did contain Taylor. Except for those two plays, especially that second touchdown, blown coverage by Rontez Miles, and Taylor was allowed to get outside the pocket to make the play. That's okay because they won the game. Obviously, that's something they have to fix. Revis has to, at this point, acknowledge that he cannot keep up with the speedy wide receivers, and he's got to play over the top if he's playing a guy like Marquise Goodwin, who is a track star in college, and he ran like a 4.24 40. Most people can't keep up with that guy, so I'm not going to go crazy on Revis. I think he's had some tough matchups in the past 2 weeks. But overall, big win, and now they go to Kansas City next week, and then this weekend will be nice and nice stress-free weekend for me.
Yeah, I read somewhere someone said in the opening game, A.J. Green was drinking Mai Tais on Revis Island after that impressive catch when he flew by him. So that is a little bit of concern. Revis is a little bit of a concern, but how about Matt Forte? He's looked very strong in his two games so far. Definitely impressed with him.
Matt Forte is the guy who, when he gets the ball and there's nothing there, he'll somehow
where, you know, there could be a 2 or 3 yard loss, he will get a 1 yard gain. And that could be like a 2 or 3 yard swing a lot of the time. Goes unnoticed in the box score. His yards per carry is not that great so far, but he got stronger as the game went on. The Jets will take as much as they can at this point. And if he does go down at some point during the season, Powell can step in and provide some nice insurance. So running game was fine, but the story of the game was really the terrific play of Fitzpatrick and the receivers.
Wow.
And Inua is a real deal. That's all I got to say about that. Inua was good last year. He played more of an H-back type role last year. This year they want to feature him a little bit more.
That's not what he looks like. He looks funky.
We'll bleep that out. Jalen Marshall also, except for that fumble, he also played well. Just have four receivers right now that are playing very well. And if Fitzpatrick's on, and some of his throws are actually not even on target, but his deep ball was good against the Bills. Decker is phenomenal. Marshall was also phenomenal. And Rex Ryan's in trouble, Buffalo.
And surprising this week, they fired their offensive coordinator, playing their defense has been an issue. I mean, Rob Ryan, Rex's brother, has done, what, 3 different teams over the last 2 years, and their defense has all been atrocious.
Not going to go crazy with that, because Rob Ryan is not the defensive coordinator. He's not. He's just defensive line coach or something. He's not the defensive coordinator.
Or, like, special assistant.
Oh, he's not the defensive for the Bills? Oh.
I thought he was.
No.
But fascinating.
The defensive coordinator.
The bottom line here is that, the Jets look like a team to be threatened with here in the early going of the season.
And what was
Jim Schwartz, former Detroit Lions.
Excuse me.
I told
you. Well, good. Well, Rob Ryan doesn't deserve to be the defensive coordinator. So that's good. But who are the Giants? Because they have their game tomorrow at 5 against the
Saints. Before we do, I just want to get you guys tips.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think we gave any season predictions so far, but based on, all right, just give me a prediction. The next 4 games, they play at Kansas City, week 3, home against Seattle, at Pittsburgh, and maybe at Arizona. What do you think they will do, and what do you think they need to do these next 4 weeks in order to be able to make a playoff push?
I think they'll be 0-4. They need to be 2-2.
Come on!
They're gonna lose to Seattle, Pittsburgh, and Arizona.
Do you think Cincinnati's a threat to make the Super Bowl or go have a deep playoff run?
Cincinnati?
No.
Where's Cincinnati?
They were 12-4 last year. Jets played better than them. And they lost, but they played better than them throughout that game.
Look, the Jets' end of the season schedule is very it's actually pretty tough too. The Jets' schedule in general this year is a really difficult schedule. I don't think they can make the playoffs, but they're a team to be threatened with.
I haven't only won three in this stretch, but like Omar said, I think they do need to go 2-2 somehow. Could they go 2-2? Perhaps, but actually, it's very hard to beat 2 in those teams.
I think they'll go 2-2. I do. I don't know. I don't know which 2 teams they'll lose every week. I'll be like, they're probably not going to win, but I think they'll find a way to go 2-2.
I'd be optimistic.
I think they have to. The Kansas City one, they have to.
I think they can beat Arizona.
I don't think they can match up with those wide receivers at this point. But Seattle, I think we can. A team that's been to the Super Bowl like 2 of the last 3 years, Seattle Seahawks. You think they can beat?
Yeah, because the Jets play. You're underrating the receivers on the Jets have. Decker and Marshall are 2 big-time wide receivers who can make plays.
I'll tell you what, though.
And Fitzpatrick is mastering that back shoulder throw, which is nearly unguardable.
Fair point, but the secondary.
And they're playing home, actually.
Fair point, but the secondary against the Bills and the secondary.
Name 3 wide receivers on Seattle.
What does that have to do with anything? Seattle.
Oh, you're talking about the Bills secondary?
I'm talking about the Bills secondary.
They're pretty good.
Yeah,
they have Darby and Stephen Gilmore, 2 top.
Gilmore is their number 1.
And Ronald Darby was one of the rookie of the year conversation last year.
Well, we're going to sniff it, but let's be fair. that secondary is nothing close to Seattle's secondary, so it's a fair point. But we're going to move on here. Adam's very optimistic about the Jets. I like it. All right, I like it. Let's move on to the Giants. Demons. Zach.
Yeah, Umar, the last time the Giants faced the Saints, which was in November of last year, they lost 52-49.
Yeah.
They had over 500 yards.
I remember.
A crushing loss. Do you think that's going to happen again tomorrow?
No, I don't think so. Look, the Giants have a much better defense. They're not going to give up 52 points. Well, first of all, they're not playing in New Orleans this time.
True.
So, yeah, that's a dome. But they're not going to give up 52 points. I think this Giants defense, everyone's talking about Ezekiel Elliott, and they held him to only nothing. He was a non-factor at all in week one. So I look at their run stopping is incredible. Their secondary is not that great, but it's much improved. And their offense is close to that. I'm very optimistic about this Giants team this year. And I really think to next week, this week two, if they can go 2-0, what a statement.
Yeah, Umar, you have to be impressed with all the weapons they showed in the passing game. I mean, obviously you have ODB, but Victor Cruz, he made some big catches, including a touchdown in Dallas, and Sterling Shepard, also a touchdown in Dallas. You know, Eli has a lot of weapons to work with, and I think that is exciting. And Rashad Jennings, you know, 18 catches, 75 yards against the Cowboys also. That was pretty impressive. So I like the Giants sticking to one or two people rushing. Last year, I thought it was four or five people. No one had a consistent amount of runs, so
yeah.
You like that? And I think they're going to win tomorrow. I like their chances.
Yeah. And one thing I will say, people can criticize them for not getting quote-unquote pressure or sacks, but when you have Olivier Vernon, Snacks, and JPP, who are incredible against the run.
Welcome for Snacks, by the way.
He's incredible. Everyone knows he's a great run stopper. The Jets even know he's a great run stopper. But when you have that guy with Vernon, who's incredible against the run, and Pierre Paul, who had a really off year, according to people last year, but was statistically one of the best run-stopping defensive ends in the league as well. That is a run-stopping defense. And if you can do that, you know, you'd like to get pressure. You'd like to also get some secondary play. But that's an incredible win, I'd probably say.
Yeah, the Giants are favored by four. I think they'll definitely win by more than that.
Is it four? I thought it was like six.
Actually, what's the weather forecast for tomorrow?
79 degrees.
The last time Reeves was at the Meadowlands, he obviously the 52-49 score did not occur. That was in the dome where Reeves is unbelievable. But I still think he's going to have a good game if the weather holds up. It should be a nice field tomorrow in the Meadowlands. And his receivers have been obviously week one he was great. The defense can't stop anyone, which is part of the reason why I think the Giants will end up victorious. But I think it could be a high-scoring game where, like, Giants have to score probably 40 points or points to win this game.
Listen, Breeze is great. We all know Breeze is very good. Breeze in the dome versus Breeze on the road he's good both ways, but he is significantly better at home in the dome, in controlled areas, compared to on the road. So, and the Breeze that we see now, despite how good he is not the same Breeze with his receivers that he was 5 years ago when the Saints were winning the championship. So let's keep going.
Why? Why do you say that? His numbers.
The guy's much older now. Look,
he's got no defense on
it. If you look at his statistics year after year, he has been consistently declining. He's on the way down. He's getting older. He's a great quarterback. He's broken records. But he's not the same guy he was, Adam. The guy, he relies on the dome, and he's getting older. The Giants are going to win. They're going to cover that plus some. Give me the Giants plus minus four on that
one. And the over-under, Adam, by the way, you're asking earlier, is four. So that's 27-27.
So over on that right now.
Right?
Put money on it right now. You know a guy?
I know two guys. Right. Actually, yeah, they're right here.
That's a couple. No, we need to find a guy for that. That's easy money.
If anyone knows a guy, give us a call. Thank you.
That's easy money.
Hey, bet the over. Bet your mortgage on it.
No, seriously, bet the mortgage. Bet the baby. What is it? 54? 28, 27? You know what? No, but what if it's 30 to 40? Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be both teams scoring over 20 points tomorrow.
Wow, you heard it first.
Both teams might score over 30.
Well, because the Saints have no defense. The Giants have a great defense, so it might be tough.
1 week is not enough.
For 1 week with spectacular players, might be.
Willie Snead, Brandon Cooks, Michael Thomas, Eli Apple, Janoris Jenkins, Dominic Rodgers, Cromartie.
Okay, the Cowboys receivers and passing game is nowhere comparable.
Listen, Dez Bryant with other receivers. First of all, Witten killed the Giants, too. Don't forget Witten. The Giants' week one weak point is that they can't really cover tight ends too well.
All right, let's put up Drew Reed's stats last year, his splits. All right? I'm curious. Well,
there it is.
Here, I want to see on grass or turf. All right, so on turf,
significantly better.
69% completion percentage.
105
touchdowns, 7 picks. 103.8 reads.
On grass, 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. That's
a different quarterback rating.
That's a different quarterback.
66% completion percentage.
Well, if you look at all the quarterback ratings, that's like him going from being a number 1 to 2 to being down to like a number 12 to 13. So, yeah, it's significant. Yeah, look at that.
2014.
Oh, wait, 87 versus 112 at home is a huge difference in quarterback rating. And here, look, the Giants leading 2-1 here in the
San Francisco Giants. New York.
It's unbelievable.
Look at 2014. He was better on the road.
Yeah, that's unusual. That must be when the Barons deal. See his career stats, which are probably much better in terms of sample bet, which we'll get for you as soon as we're able to technologically.
All right, but on 2013, he was better at home.
Yeah, big time. Wow. 84 QB rating against a 126 QB rating.
I bet you the 1 year he was on the road, probably they got deep in the playoffs. Didn't they get to a...
That was 2 years ago, yeah. But I think he was also out for a few games, so it's sort of an incomplete year.
And year after year, we're seeing his home, not just a little better, we're talking 20 points on a QBR better.
Having a 100 quarterback rating on the road isn't that bad.
Having a 122 at home.
Oh, there you go.
Very good.
So you found 2 out of 7 that he's better. So
I'm just saying it's not like he can't play on the road. He's got
But he won't play on the road is what people
are saying. No, I'm not saying
he's not saying he can't play, but he won't perform.
All right, I bet Breeze has a better QBR than Eli tomorrow.
Ooh,
Wow.
Zach, your thoughts on that?
I think the Giants will win because I think Rashad Jennings will also contribute.
I think the running game is not going to be anywhere that you found in this game.
Sorry, my
fans. How did you do that? There's three different running backs.
Down to like the 2 yard line and then Jennings runs it.
I guess so. Kareem would be someone there to be in that play, though. So.
All right.
Great. Wow. Oof. I'm getting worked up from all this Giants Jets talk. It's crazy. Football's back. Any Super Bowl predictions now? While we're just for the record, I'll probably pick the Seattle over. I'll pick Green Bay. Green Bay over the Patriots. No, Patriots over Green Bay. Is my shit. You guys?
Wow. I like the Broncos
versus the Cardinals.
So the Broncos with Simeon are going to beat the Brady Patriots.
And unfortunately, we're getting good talking about this week too. After they already had an impressive win in week one, but you can go on record. There's some people I've talked to before the season started that listened to my predictions. My whole thought process was Manning wasn't that great last year. The defense was really the featured defense. They would really disrupt the passing game, which you saw against the Panthers. And I think that will carry them to the Super Bowl again.
Zach?
Yeah, Omar. I have a Carolina beating New England.
Carolina started off 0-1.
Yeah.
Being New England.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
Start tomorrow.
So now you know Zach didn't pick this after the fact. So good job.
Thanks. Well, any other games? Tomorrow, the game.
All right. Games to watch tomorrow.
Cincinnati in Pittsburgh, 1 o'clock.
It's always fun.
Last year, of course, knocked him out in the playoffs.
Shouldn't have, though.
I like the actually some interesting matchups tomorrow. You got Dallas Washington NFC East game
early this thing. Green Bay Minnesota Sunday night, first new game in the new stadium for the Vikings. What about Kansas City Houston? That's a good game.
Yeah, that's a good game. That's a lot of start. That's gonna be a decent game.
Jimmy Garoppolo, this is his first start in New England, against the Dolphins at home. You know what? Watch out for the Dolphins
in that game. Hopefully New England's gonna run them over, but the Dolphins usually play well in New England. I made that up, but maybe that's true.
It's not true. The Dolphins are actually terrible in New England. It's really good statistically. Yeah, the Bills are worse.
But
the Dolphins are very bad.
Well, last year in New England, they were. All right, never mind. But I have a feeling Miami will at least keep it close tomorrow.
San Diego, San Diego is kind of interesting, too. There's some interesting matchups.
I need San Diego to do well, mainly because I have Rivers and Woodhead. And I need those guys to really come through for me, because Devontae Freeman is the match popular. Indianapolis, Denver. That's a great matchup because you're going to see Luck.
Oh. Oh, man.
I'm bleeding everything out.
We're bleeding. We just cut it.
We just got a walk-off grand slam. No, walk-off solo home run. So tied it up, and he won it.
When he's hot, he's hot. Wow, the Grammy man. Oh, the Grammy man.
This is a guy that, you know, everyone loves to do anything. Great. The class act. Came year after the Yankees for the World Series. Name the outfielders, like, 2019 World Series.
The day the Mets find out the ground season's over, they get a huge comfort behind win. That's this.
He should be classified.
He deserves to be executed.
And what do you
think?
And what do you think about the Bruce trade? Do you think, I know you have high hopes for
Well, fortunately, Gilson Herrera has been pretty bad at AAA, but he's very young. He's like 4 years. I don't think he gets.
That was Destin.
I don't think
that's flawless. That's his camera.
Sorry, folks. It's time for the interruption of the show.
What do you mean? We're four show.
Yeah, a big win. Mets can now pull up as much as three games in the Cardinals who are trailing in San Francisco. Curtis Granderson, who's had a very tough season, somehow has, I think he has now 25 home runs, but only about 40-something RBI. It's remarkable. But he's led to the Mets, done very well for the Mets over the last 2 weeks. I think he's now hit about 6 home runs for the last 2 weeks. Big hit with Bruce being just deplorable. The guy has been a joke since he's come here. He really has no
51
RBIs. Okay. But I mean, really.
28 home runs, 51 RBIs.
Yeah. And he's still, those two numbers are same. He's normally get 28 home runs, you have at least 70. But anyway, Jay Bruce has come here and been just terrible. He just cannot handle being in New York.
Reminds me of someone else. What's the
initials? JB.
Jason Bayfrapp. I mean, yeah, it just he cannot handle it.
For context,
yeah.
Last season, Granderson had 26 home runs,
70 RBIs.
Right. And that was only banging me off all year.
Right.
So this year he's been doing that too for most of the year, but still.
That's the most home runs hit in the season as a New York Mets.
28.
Wow.
It is 3 years as a Mets. You know, 43 and 41 is the Yankees.
Oh, he's got that short fortune.
Right. That's killer made for him.
Yeah. But the 220 batting average and the 316 OBP just not coming at this year. Although the last 2 weeks, like Zach said, he's on fire. And when he's on fire, he carries.
He on his back.
Yeah, he really has. He really has the last 2 weeks. So Mets get a big win. I mean, these are games that they have to win. They now have one more game with the Twins.
before they play They play the Marlins and the Phillies, and then go to Miami and Philadelphia to end the year. So it's right there for the Mets. They want to make the wild card. The games are right there for them. They just have to win. You know, Ace Cattelman, it looks like. They have the same thing. Yeah.
It's just the trend, I guess. So now you look at the next rotation. It's Syndergaard, it's Pallone, it's Lugo, it's Gastelman, maybe Matt coming back, who knows. I would say, right, it's unlikely. So Mets have to just find a way to piece things together, get in, and who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But there's a huge part lately, and exciting win tonight. No doubt.
Cubs World Series to lose.
Absolutely.
Their team is the team to beat. Over 40 games, over 500 at this point. Their pitching rotation is spot on. Hendricks, Lester, Arrieta, even Lackey's been good for them. And their offense is unstoppable. So, okay. I mean, it's really the curse of the Billy Goat. This year more than ever, it seems like it may come.
Will the Cubs win a World Series this year?
I mean, it's hard to say no at this point. They seem extremely likely.
Zach says yes,
I am. I think the Chapman's great.
That's unbelievable. The Cubs will not win the World Series this year.
I heard here first.
I hope you're right.
Almost impossible for them to win the World Series this year. So, first of all, it doesn't matter how good a team is in the regular season.
That's true.
The Seattle Mariners won 116 games, and they lost in the ALCS. There is no correlation because teams that win, if you look at all the playoff teams, the Cubs winning percentage will be like 630 or so, 630 or I don't know, something around there.
We'll find out.
And the teams that they play will have winning percentages in the high 500s or right around 600 as well. Statistically speaking, if you're winning 63% of your games and you're playing a team that wins 60% of your games, if it's spread out over 162 games, then yeah, you win an extra 10, 15. But in an actual series, it's not going to make a difference. And you have to go through two other series. You have all the pressure of the whole curse and all that crap, so you're definitely the best team. But to make it to the World Series and win the World Series, as we've seen year after year, as we've seen wild card after wild card, you see the Royals and the Mets from last year, you can't bank on that.
World Series are too difficult to predict.
I agree with that, and I think the biggest threat, honestly, for the Cubs is – Well, I was going to say it's the first round of the playoffs for a five-game series. Because I think they'll
a lot
have,
of variation there.
I think this year the offense is different. I think their pitching's better this year. And I think I just can't see their young hitters after being embarrassed by the Mets in the NLCS last year. I think they're going to come back with a vengeance.
But I think the pitching's a difference. Chapman gives that whole team a little bit of a little life, especially when he comes in. I really think it's theirs to lose at this point. 94-54 this year, they'll probably end up around 102 wins, something like that.
Why does the division series only five games long in baseball?
It makes no sense. It goes against everything. They should do what basketball does. They think everything sucks.
Right. They make more money and it'd be better outcome. You know, they get the team that wants that should win the series. All right. So what are our predictions? Because we probably won't have one until afterwards. I have a Cubs. Cubs beating the. The Red Sox. Boomer.
I have. I unfortunately think that the Red Sox will somehow make it to win the World Series because,
you know, the Red Sox are a valiant competitor. I have the Red Sox, but I have them beating the Giants because the Giants literally always go to the playoffs to win the World Series.
All right, I'll say the Cubs beat the Indians.
Wow, Cubs in the World Series. So both Zach and Adam are going to say the Cubs are going to the –
How
can
you say they won't?
They haven't gone in about 70 years. When they had a great team in 2003, you know what happened with the Kerry Woodmark Fire team. So I mean, they are a great team. And a great team. Okay. Crazy. And the Yankees are going to thank them for giving them a Gleyber Torres, which is a great prospect.
I mean, they scored the most runs.
No, they're the best. We the best team. They're easily the best team, but it doesn't matter. That's just thanks to baseball. Meanwhile, the Yankees are going to get younger, and they have a lot of money to spend on, like, Harper, Machado, all these people in a couple of years. Look at the free agent class in 2017. It's unbelievable. It's literally, like, superstar after superstar.
After next season?
After next season. So they have one more year to, you know, grow a little bit with their young guys. Boom, and then World Series.
What do you think of managing both the Mets and the Yankees this year?
Yankees managing great, Mets terrible.
You mean, like the manager?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Terry's done a good job moving the team, but Gene gave the game. He's had a tough time with managing bullpens and lineups and strategy in games. But he's kept the team motivated through these tough times, which has been great to see. Girardi, though, in game, he's as good as it gets.
Has Terry, if, assuming the Mets make it to the wild card, has Terry pretty much saved his job for next year?
I mean, I think he's not the job no matter what because of all the injuries. You know, he lost three offensive rotation, Harvey, Wheeler, Max for a lot of years, the ground for a lot of years. I think he hasn't done no matter what. I mean, I think he just, I mean, he cemented it with how well the team's played with all the big players. Losing Wright as well, Duda, Darno. I mean, it's just.
Where is Duda?
He's back on the team, but I'm not sure where he was supposed to play today, but maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know how this Mets team is actually.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable.
Like,
and they've got a lot of fortunes. The Cespedes caught fire at the right time. And the pickups that they made from AAA have been great. Blue Zone gets dominant, both in Peters and Cologne. Cologne's probably been their MVP. 43 years old. It's out of control. If I could play, I'd be just the same.
Oh, Red Sox would be Yankees, too. All right, so the Cespedes is going to get a new deal after this year?
I mean, I think he'd be silly not to opt out after how well he's played. I think he'd be silly to opt out, but we only have 30 seconds left. Anyway, I guess
we're in
overtime. Thanks for getting either the up and done. Anyway, but no, I think he'd be silly not to opt out, although he's been telling people he's not.
Who?
That's for this. He's a one-year opt-out for your deal. Yeah,
he has to opt out.
Right.
After this year, he got opt-out.
He's just he's carried them. He's really, he's
and then the question that comes out, what happened last year? Are the Mets going to get it back? If they don't, they're going to be in the gutters. If they do, they're going to be a contender again.
Yeah, he was right. The way right history of injuries is, they have to get it back.
So right now, we're going to just give you some big names here in the 2018 free agent class when there will be a lot of money to spend.
So let's have, you got any big names out here?
He's the best.
Yeah. All right, maybe not.
Ryan Howard.
Okay.
Gonzalez. 30-year-old guy. All right.
Matt Holliday. Bruce Garner, Lorenzo King.
Let's get to the good guys. Here we go. All right, we're looking at a list here. Sargas, Vargas, Telfree, Nolan.
Sardo makes $6 million a year.
God.
Yeah, I want to be a baseball player. Yeah. Any
Oliver Fred still
there? Any big names here? Zach Pozart.
No, I don't.
Terrible. Are they all at the bottom? They're not making money right now?
Yeah, must be.
Where are all these people?
Fernando Martinez is on the Yankees? Former Met great?
No way.
Is that him?
Maybe.
Blasting Village.
This is a terrible class.
Blasting Village?
I don't know where we... Do you think we'll listen to everyone?
Yeah.
Go look at a different one, Chad. I don't like this one.
That was the worst. That was just a letdown.
No, look. That's a different website. You're on the wrong thing. Go to like MLB trade rumors or something. It's unbelievable. If you're a Yankees fan, which all of us are at heart, in reality, and you look at their team with the big-time sluggers like Sanchez and Judge.
That's not a big-time slugger.
So Judge is actually ranked ahead of Sanchez. So I'm going to let that be more volume than, a 30-game sample. But you got Sanchez and Judge.
You've got, you know, I mean, Castro and Gregorius were very solid guys up the middle, which are good guys to have. All right, let's hear it. Jose Altuve. Ooh, okay. So you got Altuve, who's be a free agent that year, in the second base position. Any good third baseman? Todd Frazier. I wanted Todd Frazier a few years ago. I don't know why they didn't go after. Okay. Any good shortstops here? Okay. Let's move on with the. Let's go to the outfield. Who do you got in the outfield, Dad? No one's not one. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to center field. Yeah, everyone's old now. It's crazy.
This is the worst.
Which year? Go up. Scroll up.
It's 2017, 2018.
What year are we in? So I think it's 18 and 19, maybe. No, it doesn't make any sense. Wait, click on the next year. Let's see what the next year shows. Oh, let me pull it up.
Oh,
I got it.
It's the same as folks. It's with the research in the interweb. Got 8 minutes left. If you want to call in, I'll let you pipe in because we're on overtime.
Fall off of that chair.
I mean, there's an article saying the 2000 free agent class is going to be bonkers.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I see it in your post article.
Now go look at
10 stars to make 2018 free agent class best ever.
Let's hear that.
All right, here we go.
Now look, let me paint the picture.
Imagine a movie production in 2018 that stars Leonardo, Jennifer Lawrence, and Matt Damon. And Tom Hanks, Scarlett Johansson, and Robert Downey Jr.
Basically, yeah. So let me paint the picture. You've got great young players and a second-ranked prospect in the Yankees. Then you have hundreds of millions of dollars of money to spend, and you're looking at this free agent class.
Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Number one, Bryce Harper.
Bryce, you should go 10 to 1, no?
Okay. Yeah, right.
Sorry. So now we got number one, Bryce Harper. Now this guy, who's a Yankee fan growing up, said he wants to be a Yankee. He might be a little too expensive, honestly, but if you're that young and that talented, Bryce Harper in left field, can you really argue with that? Would you want anyone else?
I don't like that.
All right, let's start with 10 going down to 1.
Josh Donaldson.
Ooh, Josh Donaldson. He might be 33, probably.
All right, yeah.
Donaldson and
Todd Frazier, the two guys I wanted in the Yankees before they were traded to their respective teams right now. So
Donaldson's great.
I would have made deals both of them, first base, third base, whatever. That would have been.
So you have Donaldson, who by that time the Yankees would lose Headley. And they might have a spot at third for Donaldson. Who else do you have?
Andrew McCutchen.
You're talking about this young, flashy outfielder. 32-year-old flashy outfielder. Yeah, keep it going.
David Price, if he opted out of his turn, yeah.
I don't want David Price. Let's move on to the next one. Dallas Keuchel, former Cy Young winner. Great. And this would be a great guy to use for their rotation because they need a lefty. They're going to lose. Of course he is. They need a lefty. They lost CC Sabathia.
3 years.
What?
How old is he?
He's 20. How old is he? He was 20.
He would be through. Keuchel?
Yeah.
He'd
be in his late 20s, probably 28.
Yeah.
He'd be 28 or so.
He's only 25 right now.
No.
Super young guy.
He's 2.5 years younger than Price, so he'd be 30-ish.
He'd be right around 30 years old. Lefty, crafty, great guy to spot in the Yankees, number two or number three spot behind Tanaka. Who else?
Jose Fernandez,
another young, stallion flamethrower. Can you imagine Fernandez, Keuchel, and Donaldson in this Yankee team, along with all those young guys?
Why can't it be another match for Harvey?
Forget Matt Harvey.
A.J. Pollock.
That's Pollock.
Clayton Kershaw.
He may not, but you never know.
Manny Machado.
Now, that's a guy that everyone keeps pointing to, because he is a young, stud, prime position. He's a lot younger than Donaldson, and everyone is saying it's going to be Machado, Harper, and a pitcher. So let's hope they're right.
And I say that Harper, but other good names are Adam Jones.
Pac-Man?
That's right. Andrew Miller.
Ooh, you get Miller back?
Craig Kimbrell.
I don't like the Red Sox game. Okay, cool. Look at that free agent class. So you're telling me.
That's great.
You only pick literally like 8 of the top 30 players.
They are refined next year.
Absolutely not going to happen. And let me tell you this. You look at a team, right, with Sanchez, Greg Bird,
who's incredible, by the way. Aaron Judge, Castro and Gregorius, Ellsbury,
Gleyber Torres,
Machado, and Harper. It'll be close. They'll be knocking on the door.
You're right.
Who's the place with it? Ellsbury? Don't say that. Aaron Judge is ranked higher than Cliff. Exactly lower than Cliff. You're basing it on 30 at bat. Okay, so just.
He wasn't getting AAA this year.
Look at his AAA stats over the last 2 months of his AAA.
I strike out Aaron Judge.
All right, guys. So you've heard it many times before. You've heard Adam Bash Canoe and Gary Sanchez.
I heard Gary Sanchez.
And live here is Patrick Judge.
And
good thing
I got him. Know they want to be a Yankee. Now he's in Seattle. So
what does this have to do with his talent level? He's still a great player.
So it's crazy. So basically, him saying Judge is not going to do well might be the best thing for Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, I hope you're listening right now. You got a lot of critics to silence, including this guy right here. And we'd like to have you call into our show, won't you? Silence the critic. So it's a stack team. It's a great team. Harper, Frazier, Machado, Bird, Sanchez. You don't even need Judge to be good. You need Judge to be Richie Sexton if you want. That'll be great.
Richie Sexton is pretty good.
Or Adam Dunn or whatever. That'll be great to have.
Sorry?
Yeah, just about. But future's bright. Future's bright for the New York sports team, especially if the Mets can re-sign Yoenis Benintendi. I guess we'll be a little excited as they get all healthy people.
Yes. Just to get, you know, they're working on it. And the Giants can hopefully be the Super Bowl.
Oh, that'll be sad.
Good stuff. We may get caught up any second now, so just want to say thank you for listening. So if you stick around through overtime. Cardinals just took a 3-2 against the Giants tonight, so if they are to hold on, the Mets will be tied with the Giants, the top wild card spot, but still two ahead of the Cardinals. So it'll be another big night for the Mets.
And speaking of the wild card, the Yanks are 4 out of the wild card, which seems like a lot.
We want to win. As long as someone wins, I don't really care because.
What did you want
Cardinals to lose? I mean, yeah, that would give the Mets. If the Giants swept the series, that would give the Mets the biggest real fit Cardinals and be the safest in terms of making it. But at the same time, the Mets want to have home field for that wild card game, whoever it's against.
So, guys,
any
predictions for like the next year or two? Because we probably won't.
What?
Who knows what will happen? In terms of anyone who you think is going to be good in the future, what do you think is going
to
happen with, like, certain players? No, I don't know.
Gary Sanchez will be pretty good.
What kind of player? I think he'll be, like, a Posada-like player. I think he'll be, like, that kind of. I don't think he'll be, like, Manny Ramirez.
I think Gary Sanchez will be pretty good.
Well, he'll be okay. He'll be pretty good. Anyone else? Any, like, dark horses? Football, basketball?
I like Jalen Marshall. I think he's going to be a good spot receiver, kind of like a Steve Smith.
No, I don't want good this, good that. I want, like, blockbuster, so we could be like, you're right or you're wrong. Not like, oh, I was kind of right about that. You know,
let's do it. Zach, anything?
Yeah.
Statement. I think
Gary Sanchez will be hit 50 home runs in his career. One.
Wow. Okay, that's big. All right. I think Aaron Jones will stick around in the league and will not fizzle out like Shelly Duncan would have been.
I don't think Aaron Jones would be very good.
Okay.
But I'll say
come on, we got any time.
I think Jared Goff will be a bust.
Jared Goff will be a bust. I think Sterling Shepard will end up being an incredibly good, just shy of Pro Bowl like wide receiver.
That's
just keep throwing it on. You never know what's gonna happen. We really don't.
I like
Carson
Wentz.
Carson
Wentz. Yeah, probably still on Wentz. That's off.
Yeah, I think, anything else? How about the Knicks this year? Do you think anything?
I think Rose will play 32 games.
Ooh, Zach. A little pessimistic there.
I think we'll play a little bit more than that.
Ooh, yeah, okay, cool. Anyone going to be disappointment?
I think Noah's going to really show his wear and tear and not be very effective on his other court.
I think Courtney Lee won't be anything more than a role player.
That's all.